municipality. I'm talking about properly seeing what progress has been done and actively monitoring it on a month-to-month basis. And I think that's a flaw in our own processes, Chairperson, is that we need to be a bit more hands-on in these interventions. And I just want us as a committee to very seriously consider that. But apart from that, Chairperson, I also think that a big important part of what happens here that we lack currently is consequence management. Because it's one thing to have an intervention in the municipality, but if you don't follow it up, and if it doesn't get followed through with consequence management, it leads to absolutely nothing. And that's what we've seen up to now. So yes, there is mention of the SIU report in our draft report, and I welcome that. But I think if we as a committee adopt this report and then we move on as if our job is done, it's going to be just as big a failure to the community than if we actively on a month-to-month basis monitor the progress in this matter. So that's the one important point I want to make, is that based on our recommendations, we as a committee need to be adamant that we will follow through monitoring the progress, and if it comes down to it, ensure ourselves that consequence management happens. Because if anyone in this committee, whether you from the opposition, from the governing party, it doesn't matter. If you weren't shocked by what we heard last night, then you have no idea of what good governance is. It was absolutely shocking, and we can't just pass a report that's perhaps acceptable on paper, but in practice we let the community down. Then just the other point I want to make is, I see the recommendation is made there that Mr. Basil Maase be appointed as the administrator. I had a look at his profile, and it seems like he has MA in governance and political transformation and so on. So that's not a problem. But I see that he in the past was the municipal manager of Nyandeni Municipality, which is also in the district over there. And I think before we approve that, I think we as a committee perhaps need to go and have a look at the state of Nyandeni Municipality, because if he was the municipal manager over there and during his tenure the municipality failed, then I think we as a committee need to recommend that we look at someone else. If he made a success of his tenure as a MM over there, with the greatest of confidence, I think we can recommend him. But I do think as a committee we need to do a bit more homework with regards to his appointment, Chair. I'm not quite comfortable approving anything in that regard without having the information about who this person is and how well he did his job as a MM before. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mikalakis. Any other inputs? Honorable Karim Fesser, Honorable Kenny, and Honorable Sileku, and Honorable Shaikh, in that order. Honorable Fesser.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair. And again, also, thank you for last night and the way you handled it. To us, it was shocking. And I also agree with what Honourable Michalakis just said now about the administrator and the conditions that he left in the other municipality. But see, in terms of the municipal council and Section 159 of the Constitution, there is no way we have to consider that in our discussion in terms of the dissolution of this municipality, if we can or if we cannot do it, because we have insecure circumstances regarding an election. It might be, it might not be, it might be a month, it might be so long and so long, but there's no way that the 90 days and an election is a given in the current circumstances of what's going on there. Besides that, I don't think it's now the time to dissolve a municipality so short before the national local government election. And this municipality was selected as a pilot project. And the problems in this municipality, therefore, should long before have been sorted out and identified where the problems lie. And then I really want to come to this committee and say, we as the political parties have to take responsibility for the very bad conduct of our members. If our councillors do not comply with the constitutional obligations in their code of conduct, that must be addressed. There's so much systemic fraud and corruption in the system that I think it's going to be a very hard task for any administrator to go in there to sort that out. But we must also see into the, well, suggest that there must be better controls and reporting to the national, the provincial treasury and the MEC of COCTA there. If there was such a regression over the past, say for instance, 2 years, what have they done about the situation? Why do they wait so long until a municipality is now like this one is dead? It's not even in ICU, it died. They wait too long before something happens. And we cannot use Section 139(1)(c)s or whatever to as a punitive measure to control factional fightings and things that has happened like last night. We have to discipline our people before the time. We cannot allow this to continue, or for us to take an unconstitutional decision to dissolve a municipality in a time like this if we cannot do that. Thank you.
Next speaker, I said in that order, is Honorable Mutamai, Honorable Siletu, in that order, and followed by Honorable Shaikh.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't know whether you are
happy not as true, Chair.
Okay. Yes, I will. I have. I will go down as soon as those that I called are done.
I don't know, Chairperson, are you also supporting the wrong, or you direct or indirect? But what I want to say to you, Chairperson, why has the department waited so long for the solution, more especially towards local government election? You don't see there's someone who wants to loot or to push money for corruption. People, they don't support or approve 139. I also don't approve it. But people, they are going to be arrested on that municipality. So I want you to be aware. Someone wants to go and loot there because he wants to raise money for the election. Because we're approaching municipal local government election. Can't you see that, Chairperson? I thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Silegu.
Manbulele Salo, apologies for the camera. Chair, we all agree that what we heard yesterday was a horror story. And it's unfortunate that when we deal with this issue, at times we don't deal with it the way we are supposed to deal with it. Like they would say in Afrikaans, you know, the wortels, you know, which means the wortel, dis waar die probleem lê, daar onder by die wortel. You know, and that is the issue that we are currently dealing with. And I have always been vocal about this issue that at times I feel that we as this select committee, especially when we deal with the issue of Section 139, we are just complying. It's just a compliance exercise. We are used, you know, by parties that are in government, in municipalities, to fight their battles, and they use us when they are having trouble in dealing with their, you know, councillors that are not, you know, respecting their oath of office that they took when they were inaugurated. Because it's very interesting and well to say that X, Y, and Z is not happening in a particular council. And then you say it's council. And then forget that council consists of different political parties. And we need to be honest as members of parliament, especially members of this select committee. If we really want to bring change and really put the interest of these communities first, that we look at the causes. Because if you look in terms of the problems in OR Tambo, it's not only starting now. It has been, some people mentioned that in 2011, there were problems. And these problems is not done or caused by council. It's caused by certain members of a political party. And that is the history of interventions. The majority of interventions that we have to face and deliberate on, they tend to divide us. Because why? We don't look at the facts in front of us. We tend to protect our political parties, which is unfortunate as members of parliament. Because if you look in terms of the report and you have to put a name to an issue, if you have to put a political party to an issue, it will be clear. It's clear, like daylight, that the problem is the ANC in that municipality. It is the speaker of the ANC who is a problem. It is the mayor of the ANC who is a problem. So instead of the ANC dealing with their councillors and removing these councillors who does not respect their oath of office, they come to us and they say, no, you must support that dissolution of your municipality. And then we must, as if everybody has failed the community. But the people that have failed the community is the people that are in government in OR Tambo. It's the people that don't understand and respect their roles and responsibilities. If a municipality cannot adopt a budget or cannot adopt an IDP, and there is no consequent management, like Honorable Mikalakis has said, those are issues that are not acceptable. And for them to suspend the municipal manager because councillors in that municipality did not play oversight, they don't fulfill their oversight. And also what the MEC has said, Chair, in terms of the report, you say that there were interventions in terms of Section 154. But what I fail to understand, or what does not come out clear enough, is the detail in terms of when did we intervene? How many months did we intervene? Who did we put in? How long did that person get in there? All he is telling you that, no, we intervened there. They did not like the administrator. We conceded to their demands. They didn't want they wanted their own terms of reference. We gave them their own terms of reference. It's not the other councillors from other political parties that were difficult. It is same ANC members that were difficult, who did not want to cooperate. That's where the problem lies, Chair. And also, Chair, with the uncertainty of whether the elections are going to take place, in October or in February 2022. There is no guarantee that what is stipulated in Section 159, subsection 2, that when the municipality is dissolved, that within a period of 90 days, there should be election. There is no guarantee that when we take this decision, within 90 days, there will be elections. There's a possibility that the election could be postponed until, we don't know. If there is another variance that is detected tomorrow, then we go to another level, go to another wave. And then and the people of OR Tambo are going to wait until the beginning. So those are the kind of issues that we are sitting with. I'm not going to talk about the credibility of the administrator that we were given. And also, Chair, what is worrisome also is the fact that the Intergovernmental Monitoring Support and Intervention Bill has not even surfaced in the NA. If we're still going to continue intervening in the manner that we are intervening, there is no success that we are going to see, Chair. There is no success that we are going to see. Hence, it was very important if this particular bill was already in action, we were able to say, when you intervene, this is what you need to have. Even now, we don't even know how are they going to turn things around in that municipality. We are only given one person, only one name. Even when they intervene in Section 154, we are not even given the specifics of who was sent there or how many people were sent there. So those are the kind of issues that are confronting us as members of parliament. And I plead with my colleagues that let us talk as members of communities, because we come from other communities. And for people to be without water, because there are councillors that does not respect their oath of office, councillors that do not respect their roles and responsibilities, does not understand what is expected from them. Instead of serving the people, they are fighting amongst themselves. And we must be here and used to fight their political battles. Instead of the ANC doing what is right and removing these people that have they deployed in these municipalities who does not take their oath of office serious. Thank you very much, Chair.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Honorable Miguelagis.
Honorable Siliegu, Chair.
Oh, sorry, Honorable Siliegu. Honorable Shai.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I understand that we're all quite tired today. I think in terms of our engagement last night, I want to agree that with members that the various views expressed last night were rather texting, and I must admit I did reach a point where I had no words left. However, Chair, I think what was very critical for me was in terms of the views that came from local municipalities, in that they not receiving services from the district municipality, and that speaks a lot to the lack of service delivery. Secondly, Chair, I think with regard to financial matters, our engagements with the municipality, we have a history with this municipality, especially in terms of our engagements with them with regard to irregular expenditure and the PPE spending. And clearly that situation is not improving or hasn't improved. Thirdly, Chair, the issue of the Section 154 support and the fact that the council rejects such support, as well as insists that they develop their own terms of reference, I just think that this is unheard of and pretty arrogant, you know, on behalf of this council. Fourthly, Chair, I think all stakeholders, whether they were for or against this intervention, they raised very serious issues or problems within the district municipality. And clearly, there is a problem within the council, and that council is dysfunctional. Hence, I think that the municipality is not capable of fulfilling its executive obligations. Chairperson, I think in terms of other views expressed by members, not the time to dissolve. I really think that that can be a reason, whether 90 days elections may or may not happen. I mean, you're saying it may, you're saying it may not. But I think the point is that if there's no service delivery or a municipal council is not able to perform its executive responsibility, I think that council should be dealt with. Chair, but also I think, Chair, one important issue that was also raised by Honourable Mikulaki with regard to our processes within the NCOP, especially in terms of the follow-up that needs to be done with regard to interventions. I want to agree, Chair, that we need to find a better way of monitoring interventions to ensure that indeed the implementation is improved and the results are better. I think, yeah, Chair, those are my comments on this intervention. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheikh. Honorable Nkosi, Honorable Mthethwa, and lastly, Honorable Bartlett.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, let us welcome the report that is presented before us. Yes, yesterday we had a meeting with the stakeholders, internal and external stakeholders. We heard what they've raised with regards to that municipality. Chair, I must be honest with you that indeed we have observed that there are serious infightings in that municipality. There are serious infightings. The leadership is fighting amongst themselves, and they are not even afraid to fight even before or in front of the stakeholders. Because we heard yesterday when they said during their strategic planning, they had a serious fight, of which it's uncalled for. Chairperson, and I must also indicate that yes, yesterday we heard the stakeholders raising their views with regards to the support and non-support of the of the Section 139 or the dissolution of the municipality. But Chair, we must really indicate that listening to the stakeholders yesterday, it was pretty much clear that in that municipality, there's no service delivery rendered for the local municipalities. The local municipalities have spoken, raising their concerns that they are no longer getting services from the district municipality, of which it's one of the mandates that is supposed to be doing as the district municipality. We can raise number of issues of auditor general, internal auditors. The speaker himself raised that those issues were raised by the auditor general, but they were not attended to as the municipality. So one is asking herself that is there any municipality in OR Tambo? My view is saying no, there's no municipality. They didn't adopt their IDP. They didn't pass their budget. What is worse off is that they are even underspending. Some of the grants are not spent, whilst there are municipalities that are suffering, communities are suffering with regards to the service delivery. So to me, it is clear that there's no municipality at all, despite the fightings amongst the ANC, that members that are deployed by the ANC. But the real fact is that there's no municipality. Chair, with these few words, I just want to say I support the dissolution. Because even if we are saying we keep those councillors there, you are asking yourself that what are they going to do? Because as we speak now, it's difficult for them to work together. It's very, very difficult for them to work together as councillors. They tend to forget their mandate that is given to them. So there's no need for us to say, let us not accept the dissolution. I fully support, or I propose that let us accept the intervention that is there. Probably there'll be a difference in that municipality. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mthethwa.
Thank you very much, Chair. May I not switch off on my video because of the battery level, Chair? So, firstly, Chair, all the stakeholders that has presented yesterday, they were all agreeing about one fact, which is quite fundamental to us. The fact is, there is no service delivery that has been given. So that itself, this is our mandate, Chair, our job is to do, give the service delivery. The next thing, Chair, is that no matter, even if we can delay this matter for 1 hour or 1 day, it's not going to assist anybody. So the issue of being late now, it's nor here nor there. Any hour, 1 hour extra, not dissolving that municipality is a cost to the community. I think now that the matter is in our hands, we must do the rightful thing. I propose, Chair, that let's dissolve this municipality under 1391C. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mthethwa. Honorable Bartlett.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I don't want to repeat what other honorable members said. But we've been there in this meeting yesterday night of the external and internal stakeholders. And all of us and all of them also came to one point only. There's no communication, there's no service delivery, there's no work done, and there's no unity. So, Chair, even the political parties, all of them, although we know it's 90 days, supposedly say 90 days, but still in 90 days, if there's nothing done yet, what will you do within the 90 days? So, Chair, I think I concur with the later speaker. It said we are supporting the dissolution of the municipality in supporting Section 139(1)(c), supporting the recommendations of the committee, Chair. I don't want to speak a lot because everybody came down to one point that there's no work done in the municipality, no service delivery. Thank you, Chair.
Well, thank you, honorable members. There are no other further hands. I see the hand of Honorable Mikalakis. Do you want to make a follow-up?
Yes, Chair. I'm sorry to do this. I put my comment just in the comment section. I didn't want to take up more time. But yeah, just please take note of my comment that I left in the chat group, please.
Okay, yes, I can see that. I can see it. But do you still want to speak?
Well, Chair, I can simply say what I said over there. I think that I personally am very, very uncomfortable. If you dissolve the municipality, under normal circumstances, if it's just a normal intervention, the municipal council still has an oversight role that it plays over the executive decisions that the administrator makes. Now, if we dissolve the municipality or the council, you take away that oversight function. So you sit there with a administrator who has executive function, but there's no one who fulfills any oversight over him. And because of the uncertainty due to the elections, we don't know how long this intervention will last. So it might be months and months that someone is elected by a popular vote, who's appointed to take executive decisions, and there's no one to hold him to account. So we need to seriously, as a committee, consider if this municipality gets dissolved, who is going to conduct oversight over the decisions of the administrator? It can't be the province, it can't be us, and I'm very worried about that one point. I think that it's open to abuse, and I think we need to discuss as a committee. It's just a concern that I have. Thanks, Chair. Thanks for the opportunity.
Look, if I may, thank you very much. If I may make a contribution, I will do so in the form of questions. And the first question is, has this municipality, Ouagadougou District Municipality, is unable or not to fulfill its obligations? Is it able to perform its functions in terms of the constitution? Does it provide services to the people of the district, water and all the related services that it is supposed to provide? Is it providing good governance with all these allegations and issues that are raised about this municipality? Is it able to provide accountable government? Is it accountable to the people of the district? For me, these are the questions that I'm asking myself. Is this municipality able to provide safe and healthy environments? One of the problems in the course of engaging with this municipality was the problem of the people of the Bantingville in Engeleni, who were complaining about the fact that they were drinking water in the river that was infested with raw sewage. This is a fact, and this matter was extensively covered in all the papers in that particular area. And in our previous engagements with them, we dealt with this particular issue. This is the municipality that we are dealing with. Now, the second question for me, linked to the first question, is there a case, are there compelling, exceptional reasons why does this municipality is supposed to be dissolved? Are there exceptional circumstances? This municipality has not adopted the IDP. It means where they are, they don't have the integrated, they don't have their plan, the integrated development plan. They don't have the budget. I don't know how do they spend. It's 2 months since the commence of the new financial year. I don't know how are they spending money when they have not adopted the budget. Clearly, what they are doing is illegal because they don't have the budget. Now, with the horror stories about the fight, the infighting between the mayor and the speaker, with 2019 in December, we called this municipality as one of the top five municipalities with irregular expenditure of 3.4 billion rands. This is what we're dealing with. Now, based on that, I'm asking myself that why these people who were elected by the residents are behaving in this way. And I can hear that, for example, Honorable Sileku is latching on factionalism in the ANC, is latching on the divisions, and which are a cause of a problem. The ANC has got more than 70% of the councillors in that municipality. That is what we're talking about. Now, me sitting here, I can only be persuaded by those facts and nothing more, nothing less. I've carefully listened to both internal stakeholders and external stakeholders. The labor union is torn apart into two. Imatu says don't dissolve. Samu says you must dissolve. The youth organizations are torn apart. When we should be talking about youth development, youth empowerment, how we must alleviate poverty and empowering young people, they don't. They're talking about the state of their municipality. The same applies to business, whether it's the business chamber, it's a forum, formation, it's all of the forum, all of them, they have their own divergent views. This district is supposed to serve the municipalities. And I've not heard of any municipality, even though they say speak out in one municipality, I think it said Saint Port St. John, who says, I don't support the dissolution, but he acknowledges that the problems are huge. But even though he doesn't believe that dissolution is a solution, but he acknowledges that the problems are huge. There's no single local municipality that says this district, which is a water service authority, is giving us service. Instead, it has all these problems with Amatole water. I sit here acknowledge personally that the provincial government could do more and better in terms of providing service to this district, in terms of providing support. But even that support, we were told yesterday that even the support that was to be given to the municipality, it was rejected. The municipality, when it is having its own problems, it is prescribing what kind of support that it needs from the provincial government. This is not how it works. For me, there is no municipality there. And therefore, I support the views of those who are saying this municipality must be dissolved. Because for me, there are exceptional circumstances that the municipality has failed to perform, that it is unable to fulfill its executive obligations. As I was listening to the discussion, there were four members who feel very strong that we mustn't dissolve, and there are five members who say that we must dissolve. We support we must approve the dissolution. I don't know, I need your guidance. If we are to vote, let us vote, but this is how I've had the discussion flowing. I've not heard the views of Honorable Nita, but it's okay. Even if she's not saying anything, we'll take it from there when we decide on what to do. Any firm mover for the, in terms of concrete on what we need to do?
Honorable Chair, can I ask that you also look what Honorable Michalakis has put in the chat box? How do we get around the Constitution?
In what way?
In a way that if the municipality is dissolved, there must still be an election.
Yes.
What is the security that we have that we are going to have an election or not having an election?
I don't want to talk about that because this matter is beyond our hands. We don't know what the Concord is going to resolve. We don't know what practically is going to apply. And I don't think that it should be the concern of this committee or the House on what is going to happen. In terms of the constitution, if a municipality is dissolved, the elections must be held within 90 days. That's what we all know. And this is what we are doing. We are not concerning ourselves with the postponement or non-postponement of the elections. What if these elections are not postponed? Because tomorrow in the Concord, this matter is going to be deliberated. And this committee or the House of Parliament cannot be persuaded by the deliberations, which it is not party to, about the postponement or non-postponement of the elections. What I know, what is a standard procedure is that once the House agrees that the elections, that this municipality must be dissolved, it follows that it means that the elections must be held within 90 days. As to what happens, I don't know.
Sure.
Yes. Can we move so that we come to the finality on this matter, please?
Yes, Chair, I say that I've moved the support.
Oh, you support the dissolution?
Yes, Chair. All the other things that were said was for nothing.
My hand is up.
It's okay. Just take it easy, honorable members. We will solve the problem. I've heard what you're saying, Honorable Mthethwa. I heard what your second meant, Honorable Arthur Bartlett. Let me hear Honorable Muzamai. Honorable Muzamai is saying the hand is up. Can you speak,
yes,
Honorable Muzamai?
Chairperson, there's a court case that is, why can't we wait for the court case before we take any decision? Because you still remember when we take a decision at Pretoria, after that, the case was won by the DA when we have already taken a decision at Pretoria. Can't we wait? Why we are hurried? Can't we wait, Chairperson?
Why should we wait, Honorable Muzamai? Because we are not involved in that court case. We don't even know that there is a court case yet.
They told us yesterday that there is a court case. We mustn't jump and give people a chance, the looting team to go and loot. Let's wait and see what's going to happen after the case. Or let's intervene and check or investigate when the case is going to be there. Let us not do that.
Which case? I don't know of any case.
Case of the municipality, which was taken by a certain faction on this municipality. There's two people.
We don't entertain street talk and things that are on the streets.
But they said that before you yesterday.
No. We don't know if anything. If there is a case and we are cited, we should be aware that there is a case and the NCOP is cited and the NCOP will respond accordingly. It's not for the first time we take a decision to dissolve a municipality. We have dissolved Pokwani, we have dissolved Renosterberg, we have dissolved Tswane, and all those who chose to go to court in the case of Tswane did that. And it is not true that we are a rubber stamp, because a month ago, we were dealing with the issue of Metsi Maholo, where Section 1391B was invoked. We rejected it from the MEC. And those who are saying that we are rubber stamp, they know that they are not telling the truth because we reject. And that was not for the first time that we reject an intervention by the provincial government. We're doing that because we apply, in my view, we are discussing, we are deliberating like we are doing, and we are applying our minds. Okay, Honorable Sileku, you are on the platform.
Hey, can we just allow Honorable Nana to be on the platform?
Honorable Nana has not requested me to log in. And if he has, I will obviously allow him to log in. But we are at a point now where we are deciding what to do. There is a mover that we must agree on the dissolution, which was seconded, and I have not had any people opposing it. We are at that point now.
Chair?
Yes?
May I proceed to make a comment, and then I wish to oppose this, if you will allow me a short comment. Chair,
I'm sorry, Chair. We're going forward and backward. Let's deal with one step at a time. Now we are at the point where we have raised the matter. Somebody has moved it, and there's a seconder. Let's get to those that are objecting, and then we note and close the meeting.
No, we are at that, Honorable Mteta. Honorable Mikalakis is saying, before you object, he wants to say something, and I think we should allow him to do that.
Nyambo, so you know.
Thank you, Chair. I think that you have shown yesterday and today that you are more than capable of chairing these meetings, and I respect the way in which you do it. Chairperson, my final comment, and this motivates why I can't support this, is that in the past, we have set in this committee a precedent. Yes, we have dissolved municipalities before, and yes, it's not part of any formal rules, but there is a standing precedent in this committee that 6 months before municipal elections, we do not tend to dissolve municipalities. And the reason for that, Chairperson, is if, like I said in the comments, this 90-day period is not affected by the current Concord case. So there will be an election in 90 days, according to the Constitution. That will take us to the middle of November. If the national municipal elections gets postponed to, say, February, that would mean that we will have an elections in that municipality in November, and again elections in February. And that puts a lot of extra pressure, not only on the state, but also on the IEC and their resources, additional to what I said earlier on about my concerns of oversight. So bearing that in mind, Chairperson, I really am uncomfortable, and I would like to propose that we do not dissolve this municipality simply for those reasons. Thank you.
Yes, but Honorable Michalakis, as a lawyer, you know that once the elections have been proclaimed, you can't have other elections, even if it is within 90 days. I'm not sure, but I think this is a standard practice. And the issue of your 6 months, I don't know if you of that practice. We are here at Ogar Tambo District Municipality. In my view, this is what we're talking about. And I think the NCOP is and will be within its right to take a decision on whatever. And if the elections are going to be held, so be it. The municipality is in crisis. It's dysfunctional. We've two different offices doing different things with two municipal managers. And this is where the people are not getting service. And
unmute yourself, Chair.
My phone is interrupted. Galactus, we have...
Sorry, Chair, have you noted my objection?
Yes, I've noted your objection.
Thank you,
sir. Yes. Anyone who objects so that we note the objection, I think this report we must accept with the objections of those who want to object.
Chair, before I object, can I just give you 2 cents also?
Okay.
No, Chair, as much as you are putting emphasis on the infighting, but we know, and every member knows that, as much as we are very cognizant of the fact that there is no service delivery in that municipality, and the cause of it is because the ANC fails to deal with their deployees. That is the problem. And I can guarantee you now, Chair, and history has told us as well, an intervention, it takes longer than 6 months to bring about change in a municipality. And for us to agree on something knowingly that there won't be any change in terms of service delivery, not because we think, because history has told us from previous interventions that provinces who have the authority to intervene would come to the NCOP and ask for an for extra 6 months. So if we say we are basing this decision for dissolution because we want to bring about change in a particular municipality based on service delivery, we are lying to ourselves because we know that it won't happen within a period of 6 months. So therefore, Chair, the province is also aware about that. They should have looked at another alternative in how to bring about change in that particular municipality. With those few words, I second Honorable Mikalakis.
Yeah, while we hear you and you second Honorable Mikalakis, you also know that this is not true. Intervention of this nature only take 90 days because the elections will be held within 90 days and a new council will be elected within 90 days because it's a dissolution. Now, this six-month story, you know, Honorable Silet, is not there. This is a different type of intervention. And in all instances where this intervention had taken place of dissolving a municipality, in all respects, elections were held after 90 days in terms of the constitution. Now, this issue of yours of 6 months is not there. I think we must note your objection. It's fine. You object. And will I be correct when I conclude to say that the majority of the people in this platform are saying we must support the dissolution of the municipality because in our view, exceptional circumstances do exist because the municipality has failed to perform its duties. And therefore, this is what we must say in the report, that we support, that we approve the dissolution of the municipality. With that in mind, honorable members, thank you very much. This was a very, very long day once more. And our last meeting, those who are in the oversight, visit to KZN, let me, on behalf of myself and honorable Sheikh, thank you very much for attending. This meeting is closed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.